speak?
We elect to be tried by you, miss, said the boy in a thick creed accent. Kin shook her head.
It's not a trial. If you don't like my decision, you can always quit, unless, of course, I fire you. She let that sink in. Behind every company trainee was a parsec-long queue of disappointed applicants. Nobody quit.
Right, it's on record. Just for the record, then, you two were on Strata Machine BVN-67 on Julius 4th last, working a line on Y continent. You've got the detailed charge on the notice of censure you were given at the time.
"'Tis all correct," said Hendry.
Kin thumbed a switch. One wall of the office became a screen. They got an aerial view of grey datum rock, broken off sharply by a kilometre-high wall of strata like God's own mad sandwich. The strata machine had been severed from its cliff and moved to one side. Unless a really skilled jockey lined it up next time, this world's geologists were going to find an unexplained fault. The camera zoomed in to an area halfway up the cliff where some rock had been melted out. There was a gantry and a few yellow-hatted workmen who shuffled out of camera field, except for one who stood holding a measuring rod against Exhibit A and grinning. Hi there, all you folks out there in company censure tribunal land.
A plesiosaur, said Kin.
All wrong for this stratum, but what the hell? The camera floated over the half-excavated skeleton, focusing now on the distorted rectangles by its side. Kin nodded. Now it was quite clear. The beast had been holding a placard. She could just make out the wording. End nuclear testing now, she said levelly. It must have taken a lot of work. Weeks, probably, and then a very complicated program to be fed into the machine's main brain.
How did you find out? Asked the girl.
Because there was a telltale built into every machine, but that was an official secret. It was welded into the 10-kilometre output slot to detect little unofficial personal touches, like pacifist dinosaurs and mammoths with hearing aids, and it stayed there until it found one. Because sooner or later, everyone did it. Because every novice planetary designer with an ounce of talent felt like a king atop the dream device that was a strata machine, and sooner or later yielded to the delicious temptation to pop the skulls of future paleontologists. Sometimes the company fired them, sometimes the company promoted them. I'm a witch, she said. Now I take it you admit this.
Yars, said Hendry, but may I make a plea in mitigation?
He reached into his tunic and brought out a book, its spine worn with use. He ran his thumb down it until the flickering pages stopped at his reference.
This is one of the authorities on planetary engineering, he said. May I go ahead?
Be my guest.
Well, finally, a planet is not a world. Planet, a ball of rock. World, a four-dimensional wonder. On a world there must be mysterious mountains. Let there be bottomless lakes peopled with antique monsters. Let there be strange footprints in high snowfields, green ruins in endless jungles, bells beneath the sea, echo valleys and cities of gold. This is the yeast in the planetary crust, without which the imagination of men will not rise.
There was a pause. Mr. Hendry, asked Kin, did I say anything there about nuclear disarmament dinosaurs?
No, but...
We build worlds. We don't just terraform planets. Robots could do that. We build places where the imagination of human beings can find an anchor. We don't bugger about planting funny fossils. Remember the spindles? Supposing the colonists here turn out like them. Your fossil would kill them. Blow their minds. Docked 3 months' labour. You too, Miss Plant. And I don't even want to know for what reasons you were helping this nitwit. You may go. She switched off the recorder.
Where are you going? Sit down.
All that was for the benefit of the tape.
Sit down, you look dreadful.
He was no fool. She saw the embryo hope in his eyes. Best to scotch that now.